we were driving along the motorway coming from London, and I just heard the driver saying, "Oh my God." And when we looked up, we just saw this girl spinning out of control on the motorway. It was in the fast lane too, and then she hit the dividing barrier.
Wow.
And the car literally flipped around some more. I couldn't actually believe how, from the point she hit the barrier to how far her car was away.
Yeah.
Was really, really far.
Collided with the dividing barrier.
Yeah.
But by the time she'd stopped spinning, because we'd just seen her spinning for ages, we literally had 911 calls. You know, it was like straight away, phone out, bang, 911. Mm. With the car, our car.
999 is on. Did you get through?
Yeah.
You see, straight to the emergency.
We're in America too much.
So anyway, our car literally had slowed down. We jumped out, headed straight over to our car. I tried the door first, and the door was jammed. It was totally jammed. It wouldn't open. She was just looking straight forward in shock.
Yeah.
I was just trying to get her attention. Just knocking on the window, just like, "Are you all right, love? Are you all right?" And she kind of looked around and. I tried to open the door up a little bit. Meanwhile, Mark noticed that there was smoke coming from the engine. Of course, you're never going to move somebody from an accident, but if there's smoke coming from the engine, then you want to get them out as quick as possible. So,
we've seen the smoke, the power come into the open door.
He literally just pulled the door open. It was jammed, it was stuck, but he just pulled it open. The girl said she couldn't feel her legs and stuff.
Yeah, that was a worry, yeah.
I was really worried. So just talked to her a little bit, talked her down, you know, saying, you know, what's your name, where are you from, all that type of stuff. And then she kind of went to kind of move one of her legs. So I know she had power in her legs. And then she kind of went to get up out of the car, but she could, like, she was so weak.
Yeah.
So we just helped her over to the side of the road, sat her down, put a jacket around her, give her some drink and stuff, and just waited for the ambulance to call. But there was a moment where we were sat on the bus, and we sat her on our bus so she can get warm. And I think she kind of was thawing out a little bit, and she's kind of coming through, and she's like, "Oh my God, it's a script!" It was in that moment of
it was bizarre.
Like, "Oh my God!" Like,
she jumped out of the van.
We were like, right now?
"Sit down!"
I had a crash, and the script saved me, and I'm sitting on their tour bus now. This is weird. She's a big fan of the band as well, so that was amazing. But hopefully she's doing all right.
That deserves a round of applause, doesn't it? Come on.
Thank you. It's all in the day's work, you know. Key 103.